Here we go with another edition of the Baseball Insider, and here he is himself, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again as the season is just ticking away.
It is just the grains of sand falling through the hourglass or the minute timer, whatever it would be. Okay. Hey, Andy, so the Red Sox lose last night, but the big Yankee series begins tonight. What's up?
It certainly does. Just quickly recapping last night, Red Sox lose 5-1 to the Reds in Cincinnati, splitting this brief two-game series. And as you mentioned, the Sox back in action tonight. They'll be in the Bronx taking on the Yankees. It gets underway at 7:15. Michael Walker on the mound for the Sox. Sox now find themselves 72-76, last place in the AL East, 18 games behind the Yankees. The Red Sox also 9 games behind the Mariners for that final wild card spot in the American League. So you know, no postseason happening for the local 9 in 2022.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not more than 18 games if they're in last place with the Yankees. Whatever.
It certainly feels like it's a bigger than an 18-game deficit, that's for sure.
All right, Andy, what else do you have for us?
Well, after this four-game series in the Bronx, Red Sox will come back to Fenway for a four-game series with the Orioles. They head north of the border next weekend for a three-game set with the Blue Jays, and they wrap up the season 3 games at Fenway against the Rays in that first week of October.
So if the Sox sweep the Yankees this weekend, they're at 500.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, don't bet your last penny on that one, my friend.
All right. Well, what happened last week while you were paying attention and the rest of us weren't, you know?
Well, last we spoke on Friday, the Red Sox scored twice in the bottom of the 8th to beat the Royals 2-1 at Fenway. Then on Saturday, the Red Sox were shut out by the Royals 9-0. But then Sunday, the Red Sox bats came alive after being blanked the night before to roll over the Royals 13-3. In that game, Rafael Devers had 4 hits. He drove in 3. And in the first inning, Xander Bogaerts picked up his 1,400 career hit, making him the 4th player in Red Sox history to have 1,400 hits before the age of 30. So he joins a list that includes Yaz, Jim Rice, and Bobby Doerr. On Tuesday, Red Sox got home runs from Rafael Devers, J.D. Martinez, and Rob Refschneider to beat the Reds 5-3 in Cincinnati. And, of course, that set up last night's loss, leading toward what could be an ugly weekend in the Bronx.
Oh, I know. Okay, maybe the Yanks were resting people.
I highly doubt that, that's for sure. But we will see what exactly will happen. But, of course, the big story, which we'll touch on in a few moments, of course, will be the chase to 61 from Aaron Judge.
Exactly. I was just thinking about that. All right, so what about Red Sox notes? What do you have for us on player notes in the last day or two?
Pitcher Garrett Whitlock's season is officially over. He was placed on the 15-day injured list the other day. He's going to undergo surgery in his right hip, expected to be ready for spring training. Catcher Kevin Plawlecki designated for assignment earlier in the week. Sox called up pitcher Franklin German from Worcester to replace him on the roster.
Well, if the Red Sox were playing this afternoon in Boston, it could get rained out from what I understand as we speak now, but not on Nesson Plus, right?
No, even better on Nesson Plus. The game is in a dome as the Red Sox play a game from September 22nd of 2007. First pitch at 1. Sox beat the Rays 8-6 in St. Petersburg, scoring 3 times in the top of the 9th after Jason Veritek homer. Julio Lugo broke 6 all-time with a 2-run blast. And with that win, the Red Sox clinched a berth in the postseason in 2007. Of course, you know what happened just about a few weeks later on after that.
All right, Andy, Major League Baseball news. What happened this past week?
Well, last Wednesday, Mariners outfielder Julio Rodriguez, who is the odds-on favorite to win the American League Rookie of the Year Award, he joined some rare company, stealing his 25th base. Rodriguez became the 3rd rookie in history to have 25 steals and 25 home runs on Thursday. The Rays made history in their 11-0 rout of the Blue Jays in Toronto. Rays became the first team in Major League history to start 9 players from all Latin American countries. It also came on Roberto Clemente Day, with all 9 players wearing the number 21 jerseys to honor the former Pirates legend. Also last Thursday, Mets team president, 74-year-old Sandy Alderson, announced he's stepping down from his role with the organization. Alderson has worked for the Mets since 2010. And on Friday, Albert Pujols hit career home run number 698, and the Astros clinched a playoff spot. Pujols still stuck on home run number 698 as we head into the final couple weeks of the season here. Saturday, the Dodgers became the first team to win 100 games this season. And as we mentioned about Aaron Judge before, on Sunday he hit 2 home runs, giving him 59 on the season. Monday, the Astros clinched the NL West title. Mets pitcher Max Scherzer won his 200th career game, and the Mets clinched a playoff spot. For the first time since 2016, the Dodgers also clinched a first-round bye in the playoffs. Also on Monday, some sad news as Dodgers legend, seven-time All-Star Maury Wills passed away at the age of 89. Wills led the National League in stolen bases six times, including a career-high 104 in 1962, the year he won the National League MVP award. And then on Tuesday, Aaron Judge was at it again, hit home run number 60, so he becomes just the sixth player in history to reach that mark, ninth time overall. And then he's also just one home run shy of tying Roger Maris' American League record of 61, hit back in 1961. So will that happen against the Red Sox over the next 4 days? I will say yes. I think that's a safe bet.
I know. It definitely seems like it. Well, Red Sox would then be part of home run history then, I guess, right?
Well, when you go back to 1961, when Maris broke Babe Ruth's record with the 61 home runs, it came against the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. So let's kind of recreate history a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Growing up, Maury Wills was one of my favorite players. Actually, he was just a slick, nice shortstop, and an okay, pretty good batter too. Yeah,
always hit for a decent average. Of course, he was running wild on the bases and brought some definite excitement to the game. No question about it.
Absolutely. All right, Andy. So, any chance Sox sweep? And no, I'm just kidding you here. I'm not even ask you that. What else can you share with us about the Red Sox? Any other notes or anything you're looking at this weekend other than Aaron Judge?
To be honest with you, I think the focus is Aaron Judge, to see what ends up happening in that home run chase. Red Sox obviously aren't playing for anything at this point. They're kind of going through the motions. It'll be interesting to see if Trevor Story gets back in the lineup anytime soon. He's been out for the last 7 days with a heel injury. They keep saying he's about a day or so away, and the days keep going by. So could he end up being placed on the injured list and sitting on the bench the rest of the season? Of course, the Red Sox, by getting rid of catcher Kevin Pawlecki, they'll be looking at Connor Wong and McGuire that they picked up in the trade deadline. Reese McGuire is the two catchers going forward for potentially into next season. So we'll have to get a long look at them the last couple weeks of the season. So, again, see how things all play out, and make sure you tuned in to those Aaron Judge at bats.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. All right, Andy, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, as always.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone, and I'm Bill Newell on msonewsports.com.